Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновіші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT AM in Pittsburgh, streaming live on WPITAM.com. Today's broadcast has been paid for in its entirety by Warren Resnicek of Louisville, Nebraska. I was just talking to Warren via Facebook. And he wishes me a good show, and I told him, I said, hey, we got some good stuff for you today. And Warren writes, Dear Dean, Slava Isusu Christu, encloses a money order in the amount of $175 to help sponsor the radio show on February 20th. I would like the show to be in memory of my mother, Gladys Resnicek, on the occasion of her birthday on the 17th of February, and also in memory of your dad, Jack Paloka. Warren, I thank you very much for your continued support of the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. And one of the requests that Warren had for us is to hear Chorni Ochka Yak Teren by Maria Matroshkova and Anna Porachova.
Чорночі, як терен, чорночі, як терен, як терен, коли нося поберем, поберем. Побереться, побереться в неділю, побереться в неділю, в неділю, в неділю, маю Бога надію. Де ж ти мене поведеш, коли хати не маєш, не маєш. Поведуться в чужую, поведуться в чужую, в чужую, в чужую, поп'єм свою збудую, збудую. Чужа хата не своя, я дівчина не твоя, не твоя. Збудуй хату, злободи, а в чужую не веди, не веди. Злободи, а в чужую не веди, не веди. Стара дай, бо молода не хце. Я б дала, але ще мені не хце. Стара дай, бо молода не хце. Я б дала, але ще мені не хце.
We will have another song going out to Warren in just a couple minutes. And he told me to play something for my brother-in-law, Mike, and I. Unfortunately, Mike is under the weather and under the covers at home, recuperating from a sickness that struck him down like Tuesday, Wednesday-ish. So hopefully he'll be back with us in the next couple weeks. And I'm going to just tease you guys all the way through. It's going to be a nice little song we're going to play for us. Something we haven't played in a couple of years. So you'll be wanting to listen to that. Mark your calendars for next Saturday, the 26th of February at 8 p.m. The Russian Outpost North America which is our Youngins Society, presents the Fashenga, a Mardi Gras party, and it'll be located, well, no, it won't be located, it will take place at the American Carpatha Russian Club, which is located 424 4th Street in Rankin, Pennsylvania. The Fashenga is the Mardi Gras celebration, like I just said. Hey, if you want to come out and see special guest DJ Pandemic Pete, who is awesome bum from what I understand, and I know him too, Pete's a good guy. He plays a lots of cool stuff. So if you have children, you have grandchildren, you got to be 18 to enter and party, 21 to drink, as the laws of Pennsylvania tell us. There is a $5 cover. So once again, the Russian Outpost North America presents the Fashenga. American Carpatha Russian Club next Saturday, February 26th at 8 p.m., 424 4th Street in Rankin, Pennsylvania. Next, we go to Zakarpattia. Enjoy this next little number. I would like to thank once again our good friend Warren Resnicek of Louisville, Nebraska, for sponsoring today's broadcast in honor or in memory of his mother, Gladys Resnicek, on the occasion of her birthday, which was on the 17th of February, and in loving memory of my dad, Jack Paloka. And we'll play a song for us in just a little bit. But as I said, I was talking to Warren on Facebook, and I see that he had a birthday as well on Friday. He said him and his dad went out for his birthday. So, Warren, happy birthday to you. I won't say how old you are there. Yeah, we're about the same age. Yeah, give or take a couple years there. So, another song he wanted to hear was from Folklorny Subor Barvinok, our good friend, I forget his name, Martin Karash there in Kamyonka is director of Folkloni Subor Barvinok. This is Dajze Boże Dobry Czas. Got some updates from the Cleveland chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society. Next Saturday, the 26th of February, from 3:15 until 5 o'clock, the Cleveland chapter will be hosting the 2011 Vatra Planning Meeting. Will be held at Panera Bread. Ooh, that's a good place to meet. I like that. Maybe I'll go up there just to have some Panera Bread. And this Panera Bread is located at 3641 Elm Road. Northeast Warren. So I'm figuring that's Warren, Ohio. Elm Road is also Route 5. Right off Route 82 bypass. Come and get involved to make this year's Vatra even better. If you can't come to the meeting, but you'd like to help, please reply by email. And I have the email here somewhere, but I didn't print it out. So during the next break, what I'll do is I'll run over to the computer there and get the email address for you. As they grow, they need more help. And also, next Sunday, the 27th of February, from 2 until 4 o'clock, there will be an informal book discussion of The Linden and the Oak by author Mark Wanza. Again, great book about Russian life in the old country and immigration here and return back and immigration back to America and back and forth and back and forth. So, great book. This will be moderated by Carol Marino, who is a retired librarian and a CRS member, and this will be held at the Parma Snow Library, located 121 Snow Road in Parma, Ohio. Books are still available for $21.95. Ah, and here's the contact information for you for both the Vatra Planning Committee meeting as well as the informal book discussion. Please call Marcia at area code 440-331-3856. Also, upcoming events for the Cleveland chapter. In April, they will have Pisanka classes. And mark the date, Saturday, September 17th will be the 7th annual Vatra. I want to thank Warren Reznicek again for sponsoring today's show. And he said, hey, Dean, won't you play something for you and your brother-in-law, Mike, who helps me out every once in a while, who is sick in bed? I was telling Mark, I got to play this one. It's not, well, this isn't the Russian version of it. This is the Ukrainian version of Chervena Ruja Troika, done by a group called the Ukrainians. I think they're based out of London, England. And this is sort of the heavier metal version of it. So if you have your radio on really, really loud, you might want to turn it down. I don't know if I'll get through the whole thing. People may go and go, oh, what are you playing there? Oh, my goodness, turn that thing off. So we'll play at least a little bit for you. We played this about 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, it's something we'll play every decade or so. So here is Chervena Ruja Troika, the heavy metal version. Play it, Mark. All right, I think I'll do some talking as this heavy metal moment is playing there. The Carpatho Russian Society has a wonderful gift shop which offers a huge variety of Russian items for sale, including a large selection of everything Russian. If you want it, we got it. If we don't have it, we'll find it for you. That's the way it goes. If you are interested, please visit our website at c-rs.org. Click on sales, as he says, Muja Yamala, or call... I had to get that in there. Call the Cultural Center at 412-567-3077 and leave a message. We have lots of good stuff and new stuff coming in all the time. So if you'd like to visit the gift shop or have a brochure sent to you, give us a call. 412-567-3077 and leave a message. Or email this address, cfa@c-rs.org. And as we go through the rest of Chervena Ruja Troika, what do we got coming up next? We're going to move from this Chervena Ruja Troika. We're going to slow it down a little bit here. We're going to go to Lemkovina. This is the group Kichera, Jak ja pidu na maljar.
Na Magyar, na Magyar, komosja.
CRS Group member, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble, will be presenting its 35th annual concert. And this is a special concert, not only because it's our 35th anniversary, but because we are bringing back alumni and other members who were Slaviani Folk Ensemble members. Right now, the tentative date is Saturday, May 21st. I will have a venue for you, hopefully next week, but please mark that down on your calendar. Slaviani Folk Ensemble 35th Special Anniversary Concert, honoring Mr. Slaviani, my dad, Jack Paloka, on Saturday, May 21st. Also, the Slaviani Folk Ensemble is sponsoring Folklore Ni Subor Shadish in the end of July. You may remember back in 2005, we brought a group from Prešov, Slovakia, to Pittsburgh to do Rusyn, Slovak, and Roma dances. And we're looking to do it again in July. We have the date set, but we still need some sponsorship. We're looking for some venues as well. If you are interested in making a donation to that, or sponsoring a show, or sponsoring the children, please give me a call. Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. And here are one of the numbers that you will hear if you come to our Slaviani's Folk Ensemble's 35th annual concert. This is Hora Hora.
Hora.
Once again, I would like to thank today's sponsor for the broadcast, Warren Reznicek of Louisville, Nebraska. We really appreciate your help and your continued support of the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program. We also would like to thank the Greek Catholic Union District Number 15 for donating $100 to the radio program. Thank you very much for your donations, but we still need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen. So if you are interested in supporting or donating to the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program, please give me a call or send me some mail. Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, Pennsylvania, 15108. Give me a call, 412-877-9351, or send me some email, rusynradio@c-rs.org. Before we go into today's last number from Vojvodina, something I'd like to start doing here, looking at the historical calendar. Well, there are two items that I'd like to talk about today. The first one happened on February 14th, 1892. when 14 Russian church brotherhoods met in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, and established the Union of Greek Catholic Russian Brotherhoods, which would become, as we know today, the Greek Catholic Union of the United States of America. And on February 23rd, 1945, Russian immigrant to America, Sergeant Michael Strank, who was born Mikhail Strank in the year 1919 in the village of Oryabina in Spiš County, along with four other United States Marines and a Navy corpsman, raised the United States flag on Iwo Jima's Mount Suribachi. And as we talk about Sergeant Michael Strank raising the flag over Iwo Jima, I want to just thank all those servicemen out there, including family members of mine who are getting ready to deploy to either Afghanistan, Iraq, or somewhere in the Middle East. Godspeed, come back safely, and we thank you for all that you have done to keep us safe and keep us free in America. And as we end with our last number from Vojvodina, this is Alexandra Janšik from Novi Sad. This is called Zashvits Meshatsku. I'd like to thank you for joining us today. Please join us again next week for another exciting and unique Carpathian Russian Society Heritage Program. We'll see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуеме, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Pozivame vas sluhati sledujušu nedjelju o 5.30 godini na stanici WPIT na frekvenciju 730. Trimajte se krasne i zbogom.